Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Being Autistic and What That Actually Means by Nayam Garbi is a fully illustrated non-fiction guide that explains autism in clear, accessible language for younger readers and the adults who support them, framed around lived experience and contemporary autism understanding. The book is designed to answer the practical question a newly diagnosed child may ask: what does being autistic actually mean in daily life? Rather than treating autism as a list of deficits, it presents autistic traits as differences that can create both difficulties and strengths depending on the person and the context. The book covers sensory experiences, communication and socializing, special interests, predictability, and identity, with illustrations by Rebecca Burgess helping translate these ideas into a format that is welcoming and easy to follow. Its purpose is educational as well as affirming, giving readers language for self-understanding without forcing a single autistic profile onto everyone on the spectrum. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book explains autism as a varied lived experience rather than a fixed checklist. A central strength of the book is its refusal to present autism as one uniform pattern. Instead, it treats autistic experience as diverse, with the repeated reminder that different traits can appear in different ways across different people. This matters because many introductory books either overgeneralize autism or focus too heavily on clinical definitions. Garbi takes a more personal and accessible route, showing that autism is best understood through overlapping traits rather than a single defining behavior. That approach helps readers make sense of diagnosis without feeling boxed in by it. It also supports self-recognition, because a child can compare their own experience with the examples in the book without assuming they must match everything exactly. By emphasizing variation, the book also supports a broader neurodiversity perspective, where difference is expected rather than treated as an exception. Secondly, sensory differences are presented as a core part of autistic daily life. The book gives substantial attention to sensory experience, treating it as a fundamental part of autistic life rather than a side issue. That emphasis is important because sensory differences often shape how autistic people move through ordinary environments, from noise and texture to light, food, and movement. In practical terms, this helps readers understand why a situation that seems manageable to one person may feel overwhelming to another. Garbi presents sensory patterns without judgment, which makes the material easier to use for self-understanding and discussion. The focus is not simply on discomfort, but on difference. Some autistic people seek sensory input while others avoid it, and many experience both depending on context. This balanced treatment is useful for children because it normalizes the idea that their reactions are real and understandable, not simply bad behavior or overreaction. It also gives parents and educators a clearer basis for support, since sensory needs are often at the root of distress, fatigue, or shutdowns that can otherwise be misread. The book makes sensory awareness feel concrete and actionable. Thirdly, communication and social interaction are treated as different, not deficient. Another major topic is communication, including the social differences that can make autistic interaction feel frustrating or confusing in everyday settings. The book avoids describing these differences as a lack of ability, and instead shows that autistic communication may simply work in a different mode from the expectations of neurotypical environments. That distinction is significant because many children are taught to see social difficulty as personal failure. Garvey's approach helps reverse that pattern by showing that misunderstandings often arise from mismatched expectations rather than from something being wrong with the autistic person. The illustrations and examples also broaden the idea of communication beyond speech alone, which is important for readers who use or encounter nonverbal forms of expression. This makes the book more inclusive and more accurate to the variety of autistic experience. By framing communication as a matter of differences in style, timing, and preferred interaction, the book offers a practical lens for families and teachers. It encourages patience, better interpretation of behavior, and more realistic expectations around conversation, eye contact, and social energy. Fourthly, routines, predictability, and special interests are shown as supports, not quirks. The book also explains why predictability and special interests matter so much in autistic life. These are often misunderstood from the outside as rigid habits or narrow obsessions, but Garbi presents them as meaningful ways autistic people create stability, focus, and comfort. That is a useful reframing because it helps readers see routines not as signs of inflexibility, but as tools for managing a complex world. Predictability can reduce stress and make transitions more bearable, while special interests can provide deep enjoyment, confidence, and a sense of identity. The book's treatment is balanced because it does not pretend these traits remove all difficulties. Rather, It shows why they are valuable even when they require support or understanding from others. For children especially, this can be empowering, since the things they care about most are often dismissed in school or at home. By presenting these traits neutrally, the book validates how autistic people organize attention and motivation. It also gives adults a better way to think about accommodation, since honoring structure and interest can improve participation and well-being. Lastly, the book uses accessible illustration and affirming language to support diagnosis and identity. The book stands out not only for what it explains, but also for how it explains it. The fully illustrated format makes abstract ideas more approachable for younger readers, especially those who may struggle with dense prose or prefer visual learning. Rebecca Burgess's artwork adds clarity by showing different autistic experiences in ways that are recognizable and inclusive, including nonverbal communication. That visual range matters because representation in autism books can easily become narrow or overly stereotyped. The language is equally important, Garvey writes in a neutral, affirming tone that avoids pathologizing the reader. This makes the book especially suitable for children who have recently learned they are autistic and need help making sense of that identity without shame. The combination of simple explanation, visual support, and respectful framing makes it a strong bridge between diagnosis and self-understanding. It is not a clinical manual, and it is not a general parenting guide. Its value lies in helping autistic readers see themselves more clearly and more kindly. That focus is what gives the book its distinctive place in the category. In conclusion, being autistic, and what that actually means, is best suited to autistic children aged about 7 and up, along with parents, teachers, and caregivers who want a clearer, more affirming introduction to autism. Its main practical value is that it gives readers language for experience sensory overload, communication differences, the need for predictability, and the importance of special interests are all explained in a way that is direct, but not clinical. For newly diagnosed children, that can reduce confusion and self-blame. For adults, it can improve interpretation of behavior and support more realistic expectations. What makes the book stand out among similar autism titles is its combination of accessibility, neutrality, and visual clarity. It does not try to lecture from a detached expert position, and it does not frame autism as something to fix. Instead, it helps readers understand how autistic traits show up in ordinary life and why they matter. In a field where many books either become too technical or too simplistic, Garvey's book offers a rare middle ground, concise, respectful, and genuinely usable for conversation, self-reflection, and support. If you would like to support Niam Garvey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.